Hey, hello, how are you?
Hello, we're fine. Greetings from Moscow. It's Danny from Crimson Blue.
Това е Дари, певицата на Crimson Blue. I hear that your family name is like Hellstrom. Is it your real name? And it doesn't sound very Russian if it is.
Of course it doesn't. It's not my real name, but I work under this surname.
Окей. Дари Хелстрьом, всъщност това не е истинското ѝ име, но тя предпочита да използва този артистичен псевдоним. Окей, so are there any other girl-fronted metal bands in Russia besides yours?
Oh, there are lots of them. Mostly they play some symphonic stuff and there are some alternative bands too, but we're the best.
Yeah, no doubt about this. Попитах и добре да има ли освен Crimson Blue други групи в Русия, които да имат мацка отпред, която да пее. Дари каза, о да, има страшно много, някои от тях свирят симфоничен рок, метал, другите алтернативен, но ние сме най-добрите. Well, we, to be honest with you, we don't know much about the band, but still... There's some stuff that we're aware of that you already been around for 5 years and more. Tell us in brief, what is the thing that you're mostly proud of in terms of achievement?
Well, to make it brief, let me think. We have two studio albums now. Our second work is going to be out in November. We played lots of gigs, we found a lot of fans, we made a long way, we started with absolutely nothing, we made a whole new band, made our style, we worked real hard and I guess we will keep work harder and harder. Just work, of course it's sort of creative work. That you need to pull through.
Попитах я, добре, всъщност, честно казано, ние не знаем много за Crimson Blue. Ти ще ни кажеш ти, за, освен разбира се това, че вече съществувате от близо 5 години, че и повече, кое е нещото, с което може да кажеш, че се гордееш най-много като това, което ще постигнали? Тя каза, всъщност имаме един албум, сега през ноември ще излезе нашият втори. Започнахме от нищото и с много работа, и пак работа, наистина, това е творческа работа, но все пак работа, успяхме да създадем свой стил, свирихме много концерти, също така и си създадохме много, много, много фенове.
You're gonna play for the first time, I think, in Bulgaria, supporting Tarja. Have you shared the stage with Tarja Turunen before? This will be our first visit to Bulgaria, but yes, we've shared stage in March. We've supported her during her Russian tour in Moscow, and we enjoyed it a lot. We enjoyed the audience. They were warm and they liked us, and we thought, yes, these are the people that may like our music, so we made the tour.
Попитах я да имали ли сте възможност да пеете и преди с стария Турунен, защото както можем да прочетем в Facebook страницата на Crimson Blue, те са имали възможност да свирят и да бъдат на една сцена с Perfect Circle, с Pain of Salvation, с Лудия Девин Таунсенд. Не, всъщност не, това са влиянията им, сори. Ще попитаме за това с кой друг са свирили след малко, но тя каза, наистина това ще бъде първият ни концерт в България, защото това беше също част от въпроса ми. Но с Тария свирихме в Москва по време на нейното турне в Русия през март и много ни хареса, и публиката много ни хареса. Well, you are a singer, besides playing the keyboards, was Tarja part of your influences when you were starting, well, not your career, but when you decided, I want to be a singer myself too?
Well, I can't say I started singing because of Tarja, but when I was a keyboard player, I liked Nightwish. It was some time ago, yeah. But then I... I studied rock vocals, not academic. And when I decided to study, to learn to sing, well, I was mostly influenced by the band Tool. And then I realized I'm not a male singer, so I'll have to listen to some girls singing. And I heard Tarja
on the album Once, where she sang mostly non-academic vocals, and I said to myself, oh, cool. That makes sense, so let me study and let me learn.
Mm-hmm. Попитах я всъщност, преди да решиш, ето, аз искам да бъда певица, дали и ти, като много други певици, си гледала в Тария като основно вдъхновение. Тя каза, ми всъщност харесвам Тария, разбира се, ранните неща с Nightwish, но не бих казала, че тя е човекът, който ме вдъхновила да бъда певица. Когато свирейки на клавири, защото тя е такава, реши, че искам да пея, аз тогава бях много повлияна от Tool, например, но ясно е, че там са мъжки вокали. Аз, между другото, не съм учила академично пеене, по-скоро обучението ми е за рок-вокалисти. Actually, this week we could see that Maynard Keenan, the lead singer of Tool, had sold his house in Los Angeles for a crazy amount of money, something like $2.6 million. But this is a different story.
Oh my God, there are lots of mad Tool fans. I guess they would have bought it even if it cost four times as much, you know.
But please tell me, who of the other guys in the band is your best friend?
Oh my God, what a question. I love all the guys, I can tell. Best friends.
Is it like your unity of people like
you? You know, it's like not even family. It's like I have four brothers, and sometimes they are elder, sometimes they are younger ones. Mm-hmm, so the situation changes.
Okay, that's a better version or a cleaner version, because there are other bands that we met through the years who are, of course, with a girl inside, and they say, I'm a singer, not with five brothers, but with five lovers.
Well, it depends, I guess.
Yeah, indeed. So tell us more about this forthcoming album of yours. How is it going to be called?
It's called The Angelic Performance, and we've been working on this thing for a few years. We had to make two records of the musical part. We recorded mostly everything, but then we saw that the record was done wrong, and we changed everything, and we moved to another studio, and we spent 1 year writing vocals. It's been a hell, you know, but it sounds, I like the way it sounds very much. It's hard, it's very beautiful. It's it has a lot of different parts. There are ballads and there are heavy things, and I guess people who like Tarja, they are going to like it, absolutely.
Вторият албум, който всъщност сега виждам, ще излезе точно на 17 ноември, се казва The Angelic Performance. Отнени адски много време, защото в един момент не се получи добре и ние отново цяла година сменихме студиото и го пренаписахме специално при вокалите, но мисля, че хората беше ад, но мисля, че хората на концерта на Тария ще го харесат, ще харесат музиката от него. So you're telling me that on this show in Sofia with Tarja, you are gonna play some stuff from this album?
Yeah, surely we are going to play some fresh material and of course some things from our first album Innocence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's good because the Angelic Performance, the obvious, it's not a cliche. If your first album's called Innocence and your second was named The Lost Innocence, that would be...
Well, that would be another picture and we would be brutal death metal band now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Всъщност, първият албум също ще бъде представен частично, песни от него на концерта в София. Той се казва Innocence. Okay, so how long is the tour? Because you're supporting Tarja in many dates, not just in Sofia. How many dates? It's
the tour is extremely large. There are 10 countries, 3 weeks and 15 cities. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a long way from home. And now we're working on getting some document parts to leave the country and...
With all the restrictions that Russians have to face these days, right?
No restrictions, you just need some visas.
Всъщност, те ще бъдат съпорт в турнето на Тария през цялото време, нали? Тя каза да, то е голямо, 10 страни, 15 концерта в 15 града в продължение на 3 седмици и сега се занимаваме с разни документални неща. И изобщо с визи и така нататък.
How does it feel in Russia today? Are there any tensions with the... Well, we heard that we know about they started calling about the Cold War now again. How does it feel in Moscow? Any good?
You know, it's quite well. I've been to Prague this summer, and people out there asked me, oh God, is there war already? Are they moving tanks and bombs and all this stuff? But no, it's absolutely calm, and I can't say there's a tension. The tension is in Ukraine, of course, yeah. And we can't go visit Ukraine, and Ukrainians don't come to Russia officially, of course. Mm-hmm. But no restrictions and no troubles with the living country, actually. No trouble with supplies. Everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid. Okay. Why not? That's scary, you know?
Няма проблеми. Всъщност, я каза, и през лятото бях в Прага. Там всички ме питаха, ужас, войната започва ли? Има ли танкове по улиците? Тя каза, очевидно има такива неща в Украина и украинци не идват в Русия, нито ние ходим там, въпреки това всъщност тук няма проблеми с снабдяването, с така нататък и нещата не са страшни. Всъщност бих казал поне на този етап. Окей, Дари, thank you. Thank you for your time and have a great start of the tour and can't wait to see you in Sofia.
Okay, thank you for questions. Bye, see you soon.
Bye, ciao.